listening to a behind-the-scenes KatieCast, your sneak peek into the world of Katie's mind.
As usual, I will discuss some points which may be spoilers, so if you haven't yet read Hard Day's Night, you may want to hold off on listening to the podcast. Just as a warning, I'm suffering from a horrible bout of allergies, and I may sound more hoarse or stuffed up than normal. The origins of Hard Day's Night have its roots in a group of women I heard about called the International Wenches Guild. The group is made up of women who mostly participate in Renaissance fairs, but they also maintain a strong sisterhood of support and friendship. When I joined the IWG, which can be found at wench.org, I realized that I needed to write a book that would let other people share in all the wenchly fun there was to be had. Thus, Hard Day's Night was born. I admit that part of the reason I set this book at a Renaissance fair was for the fabulous research opportunities. Not only was I so dedicated to getting details correct that I shopped and shopped and shopped for things like medieval costumes and jewelry and books and other paraphernalia. Yes, I'm just that dedicated. I also dragged my husband to several Renaissance fairs, jousting bouts, and even some fencing classes. Of enormous help to me while writing the book were the Seattle Knights, a medieval jousting and steel combat troupe who put on incredible choreographed battles. Damian Willock, their head knight, tolerated a gazillion questions of mine and even invited me to come view one of their academy classes to see how they train their members in the art of steel weapon combat. And for the record, those guys use real weapons and they do get hurt. From Damien, I also learned a lot about the state of combat jousting and the differences between that and performance jousting. I still remember vividly a conversation I had with Damien about what exactly it felt like to fall off a galloping horse, since their performances call for them to take choreographed spills in full armor. He told me, with a nonchalance that still boggles my mind, that the falls weren't really a big deal. I'll put in a link to the Seattle Knights website in the show notes. They have lots of information online, as well as some great pictures of their jousting prowess. Of all the characters in the book, I think Moth the Cat gets the most comments, although Walker does come in for his fair share. I have always loved heroes who aren't rich playboys with nothing to do with their time, so when it came time to work up Walker's background, I gave him a very down-to-earth job. Farrier. I have nothing but respect for farriers, having seen all the hard work they do for our equine friends. And I knew if he was going to have that sort of a job, he'd have to be a big animal lover. As a matter of fact, that's how Moth got into the story. Pepper originally started out as very anti-animal, but I changed her pretty quickly to give her an animal-based history with a workable fear of horses. I had to saddle her, no pun intended, with Moth simply because I knew lugging a tent-chewing cat around would give her immense grief. Fortunately for her, Moth turned out to be a bit of a character, and Pepper surprised me by playing along with him rather than always trying to foist him off onto others, as I imagined she would be doing. Oh, and the devil horns that Moth wears? Those are real items I found at a fair. I tried to make my dogs wear the canine version, but they just ate them. And speaking of the Renaissance Fair, the one that the book was set around was an actual event, although I took some serious liberties with it by adding in a world-class jousting event that held some hefty prizes. The actual jousting itself was a little difficult for me to write since I've never actually tried it. I relied heavily on Damian Willock to give me the sensation of hefting a lance and galloping down a list while knowing that an opponent was going to do his best to knock you off your horse with a solid blow to your chest. Although I had to downplay a lot of the, "Good Lord, are they crazy? I would never do that," sort of thoughts that ran through my head whenever I had to write a jousting scene. One of the hardest scenes for me to write was the one in which Pepper had to perform a surgical procedure on a horse. It wasn't difficult in the sense that I was squeamish or because it was overly complicated. It was a pretty straightforward procedure that I'd seen done when I was a young thing and used to hang around stables a lot. What was difficult was making sure that Pepper had a compelling reason to do it, as well as legal permission. I wanted to make sure that none of my horse-loving readers would be outraged at the thought of someone who wasn't a qualified vet performing even the most trivial of surgeries on a horse. So I spent an inordinate amount of time making sure I had all my duckies in a row. I also had to make the injury just harmful enough that it would require attention, but not so devastating that the horse would have to be pulled out of action so it would recuperate. Being a big animal lover myself, I fretted over whether anyone would allow even a slightly injured animal to perform. But in the end, I decided that Marley the horse was made of sterner stuff than I imagined and let him go on to shine. This week's book trivia is kind of an assorted lot. I took a look at the research notes I'd made for Hard Day's Nights and came up with the following. Suits of armor runs you about $4,000, while a good sword will be about $300. The three things you look for in a good sword are blade tempering, has to be strong but flexible, a full tang construction, and a hilt that screws off for cleaning. The horses used in jousting are capable of speeds in excess of 25 miles an hour, carrying their own armor as well as a fully armored knight, the total of which can be about 500 pounds. You end up with a 2.5-ton force hurtling down a list with a 50-mile-an-hour impact focused into a lance's 2-inch tip. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this behind-the-scenes podcast for Hard Day's Night. If you'd like more information about any of my books, pop over to katiemcallister.com or dragonsteps.com, and feel free to drop me a line if you have questions at katie@katiemcallister.com.